everything that rocks.
Hey, doggy. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Good morning. 8:15, Rock Hunter.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's the Friday before a three-day weekend, man.
You should be good, right?
Ripping through. I mean, minus this horrible weather we're having right now. What the hell, man? Mm-hmm. Good God, it's crappy out.
Now, just pace yourself, Brock, because we've learned from past weekends that if you start drinking heavily on Friday, Tuesday, now it's going to be Tuesday, is going to come just like that.
I'm going to be violently hungover on Tuesday. That's what I'm planning on anyways. Well, folks, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? I'm sure they're going to have a fun Memorial Day weekend lined up everybody, for sure, man. Or at least helping people have an even better one, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, something tells me this guy's time in jail will be a little less luxurious than his past few days have been. So for 5 weeks, cops in New Zealand have been searching for a 32-year-old guy named James Bryant who's connected to an assault, right? He's a bad dude. They've been looking for him. Well, it turned out he was hiding out in the wilderness, and he just turned himself in after hiring a helicopter to come pick him up and fly him home.
Wow. So he turned himself in by getting a helicopter ride, or because he called for a helicopter, he got caught?
No. Before he went to the police station, he took a friend along for a champagne and oysters lunch. And outside the police station, he said that his 5 weeks in the woods were pretty great because he got to do a lot of yoga. He's facing several charges, including assault with a weapon, a wounding with an intent to injure, and failing to appear in court. So this guy was out in the woods, and then to get out of the woods, he called like, hey, this is where I'm at. Come pick me up at a helicopter. Was living the high life and then went and turned himself in.
Did some yoga. Got his mind straight. It took a few weeks, but you can't hang out in the woods. I mean, I guess you could. He probably could have hung out there for the rest of his life. But he got his life together in his head, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to make things right.
It's a good thing he did that yoga. It's going to come in handy in the showers there at jail. That's for sure.
We do some stretching here in the woods, man.
Exactly. Limber up before you're serving hard time, man. Think about that. Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I'm all set. So, I guess you blame the guy. You're going to jail. You know you're going to jail. You might as well, whoop it up before he actually got to go do that, because next thing you know, he's going to be getting served slop and, not having a great time sleeping on a cot next to a toilet.
What do you eat again? Oysters and
yeah. What? Oysters and champagne and all that good stuff.
Oh, there you go.
And a helicopter ride. You ever been on a helicopter?
Once.
One time. Me too. Once. One time. It was crazy. It was crazy.
It was awesome. I highly, highly recommend it.
Little scary, I'm not going to lie, because
did they have you hang out the window at all?
It was basically an open, like one of those small open helicopters. We did it at the state fair in Wisconsin, and they were doing helicopter rides. They take you and fly you around and everything. And, it was cool, but also very terrifying, because this thing in helicopters is the blade is so close to your head. And it's like, God, at any point time.
It's like when the helicopter's off and you go up to it and it's like, yeah, okay, that thing's like 20 feet up in the air. It's way up there. But I don't care how long you've been a pilot. You still duck, right?
You still duck a little bit.
Get out of that shot.
Just in case.
I might have grown a couple feet, during this ride.
Gets a little speed wobble and you get yourself a nice haircut. I don't want that, man. So there you go. This guy living at large before he's serving time in the big house. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, right?
All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back with more WIRX.